It's time to look for more from your animal nutrition provider. And more is exactly what Purina delivers. When you choose Purina, you can be confident knowing you're helping your animals reach their fullest potential. Visit PurinaMills.com to figure out how you can get more from your feed company.
A cold night is in store tonight across the western portions of the Dakotas, where frost and some freezes may occur. I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner for the Red River Farm Network. Temperatures will be in the 30s overnight tonight. We'll see a couple of temperatures of 30 to 32 occurring in western North Dakota. The eastern parts of the Dakotas and Minnesota, though, will not be included in such a chill. We will see temperatures, though, in the middle and upper 30s near the Missouri River and upper 30s and 40s in the rest of our region. We expect the afternoon temperatures to be fairly chilly across the area today, with readings in North Dakota in the upper 40s and 50s. Northwestern Minnesota will be in the upper 50s and a few near 60 degree readings. Everybody else will be well into the 60s and lower 70s. The cooler air will overspread most of the region as we go into the day on Friday. We'll look for upper 50 and 60 degree readings throughout all of our listening area. And then we'll bring back a warming trend. And Saturday we'll see temperatures in the 70s and lower 80s. We'll see the readings very similar on Sunday, and then Monday will be our warmest day. Actually, Monday and Tuesday, we'll see those temperatures getting up into the 80s across a big part of the region. There's not a tremendous amount of precipitation coming, especially not during the warmer days, and so a good opportunity for drying is going to evolve. Now, there is moisture out there today. A frontal system finishing up its passage through the region will generate some additional shower activity in portions of Minnesota as we go forward through this morning, but the upper level low pressure system associated with that frontal boundary will come into eastern North Dakota and northern Minnesota as we go forward through the morning and into the afternoon. Some drizzle, some light rain showers will likely occur as that upper level low passes through these areas. The moisture totals are not going to be much more than 0.2 inches. Mostly trace amounts to 0.1 inches will occur. A large high pressure center will be present, or at least coming into the western Dakotas as we go forward through the day today. That should produce a clearing trend and also presents that cooler air overnight tonight. Everybody should be seeing sunny conditions tomorrow, and that's part of the reason why we will see the temperatures beginning to warm in the afternoon, but it's not going to be warmest until we get into the heart of the weekend when we get that south wind to blow back across the region. A few showers are possible across South Dakota as we go into the day Saturday, maybe lingering into early Sunday morning, but that's the only precipitation that I see after tomorrow morning, and we will expect the majority of the region to stay dry until we get into midweek next week. The showers that occur in South Dakota probably won't be more than 0.25 inches, maybe 0.3 inches at the absolute most. Our nighttime lows outside of tomorrow morning will be rebounding, but we will still see some of the temperatures across the region on Saturday in the middle and upper 30s in a few pockets, but most of us will be seeing 40-degree lows. And after that will be 40s and lower 50s. For the Red River Farm Network, I'm meteorologist Drew Lerner.